Hello, God's Peace. I'm Shanda Lee, and I am a member of the Brainerd Lestadian Lutheran Church. I would love for you to learn more about our congregation. The Brainerd Lakes area, located in central Minnesota, is a popular tourist destination. This area is surrounded by many beautiful lakes and has a wide variety of both indoor and outdoor activities to enjoy. There have been some believers in the Brainerd area for many years. Though there have been many changes over time, there is one special member who has been here since the beginning, named Barbara Lee. Hello, Barbara. God's peace.
Yeah, God's peace, Shanda.
So, Barb, you have lived in this area the longest of any member of the congregation. Will you share with us some of the early history of the believers in this area and how this congregation has evolved over the years?
I could start out by saying I came to Brainerd in August of 1957, as I was invited by John Lee to visit and meet his family. I wasn't a believer, and John's parents, Ernest and Hazel Lee, they welcomed me, and they talked faith to me, and I listened. And in a short time, I was baptized, confirmed, and married by Peter Nordstrom. I was 20 years old, and I was from Tucson, Arizona. After a 1928 heresy, the believers, being the minority, they left the church and they left without the building. So they attended services at, you know, Sabika, Runabu, Wolf Lake, Hokkaido, Minneapolis. And so that's what we did when I first came. We traveled, in our home. We gathered in our homes until 1959, when John's dad, Ernest, asked Peter Nordstrom of Hokkaido, Minnesota, he served on a once-a-month basis, which he did until his death in 1981. We also had many other visiting ministers, Zion America and Finland. And a few years later, Ernest obtained the use of the East Gulick City Hall, which was an old school. Some had it attended. And it lived close to the Lee families, and where we could be more organized for church services. It was our meeting place for a while, and our membership was small, almost all family. We did have Margaret Bratt, and she furnished us with tapes of services we listened to. And she also provided us with, Sunday school material, which helped the teachers with their teaching correctly. And then in the year of 1973, there was a heresy that swept through the Apostolic Lutheran churches, which divided many congregations. But God protected the small flock of believers in the Brainerd congregation, and none went into the heresy. Another important date was 1981. A formal board was organized and a decision to incorporate the name Lestadian Lutheran Congregation of Brainerd. And there were officers that were elected. Also, Peter Neville of Monaga was asked to serve once a month, assisted by Uno Makala, John Warnemi, also from Monaga. There's also other servants of the word here. Howard Parks, who was our first minister. And there was Mark Lee, Steve Cullinan, Quentin Runabara, Don Letty, Paul Nevela, Reno Coppola, Travis Runabara, all serving and living here in different years. On 1983, we had services at our village hall, our city hall, during coffee break. And it was mentioned to Peter Nivola about the Edison School in Brainerd that was going to be up for sale. He related at that winter services in Phoenix that February that they had gone on record to look into the possibility of some type of elderly housing. And we were thinking about Brainerd being interested in that. But many had many doubts and fears about it expressed. But it was decided if it was God's will that he would show the way. So after many meetings and decisions, John and Robert Lee submitted the bid of $87,485, with five bids read. All were lower than ours, so we ended up with the building. That evening, on August 22nd, 1983, we did hold our first gathering in our own building. We were so overjoyed with happiness to have our own church. So then work started with remodeling and building to use it for church services, activities, and rental apartment units. We built 10 one-bedroom And then in 1997, they had put an addition on of 6 new bedroom units, along with a new laundry area, meeting room, additional fellowship area. Also in 2004, a new dining room was added. Our congregation grew with all the new residents living in the apartments, and it was so uplifting. And they came with so many life stories, which brought much added joy. But another important time was our dedication services that were held in June of 1984. And we estimated about 800 believers attended and were so excited to see the first church with elderly housing. Our food preparation, it was a rather challenge as our kitchen had no refrigeration. And we did have to borrow a milk truck from a business close by for refrigeration. So it was so uplifting to have so many attend. And then in 1994, official name of the Brainerd Church was changed to Brainerd LaStadian Lutheran Church. And in 1998, the apartment complex was changed to LaStadian Manor. We celebrated many happy events like weddings and had many fundraising dinners and events and annual pig roast. We did that for some years, and then later we had pork chop feed, which were held for maybe 4 years. They were so fun and successful. And then we had bake and craft sales at, you know, at our local malls, and soon changing to our church for more exposure to who we were. And sadly, we also witnessed some sad times with funerals. With the help of Steve and Ilock organizing a Sunday school, we have 7 children enjoying having a few elders volunteering to be teachers. Times have changed in many areas of our lives. We now have online services and beautiful music to listen to. At church, we have our dear elders, whom have changed over the years, who are always there helping and supporting in every way. So many of our young believers moved away because of careers or maybe to be by family. Sadly, some left faith. Our congregation is now small, and my prayers, along with other members, is that God would again bless us with some new young families. Our membership now is around 30.
All right, well, thank you, Barb. I've loved hearing about your history of Brainerd. Here we are. We're at the Brainerd Manor and here to visit our good friends John and Esther Martin.
Come in.
Come in.
Well, hi, Lillian. That's
peace.
Peace. That's peace, Abby.
Peace.
That's peace, Shanda.
That's peace, Esther.
That's peace,
John. Nice to see you both.
Nice to have
Welcome.
You. Welcome.
John and Esther, we would like to visit with you today about what brought you to live at the Brainerd Manor and what you have thought about living here.
Where did you live here before you moved here?
We moved to Wolf Lake about 14 years ago. And the reason we moved, it's a wonderful place to retire. We enjoy it here. It's nice to have the companionship of all the believers in the congregation. And what would you say, John, the fellowship?
I like it here very much because there is a lot of fellowship and we know everybody here. And we're free to have a garden or kind of whatever we like to do here.
What are some things that you like living at the Brainerd Manor?
Enjoy living here because we live right next to the church. All we have to do is open up a door and walk a few steps, and we're right in the church. And it's nice. We do get visiting ministers from elsewhere to come. And we also like it because we know everyone here, and we can run back and forth for coffee or whatever. We exchange meals once in a while. We go to each other's places for meals. And in the evenings, we have devotions on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. On Wednesday night, we usually have Bible class, which is most of a lot of times brought in maybe from Monaga, Monticello, Elk River, or somewhere via tape or so. Another benefit is we get a lot of company from different congregations or different areas. You get to know people from the different places, which is really nice because a lot of these people are probably younger than we are, so we get to know them. It's a nice place for the elderly because we've got lots of medical around here and our stores. Everything is so convenient here in Brainerd. Just a wonderful place to be.
I enjoy living at the manor because we can walk inside in the winter. I can have a garden in the summer. We have some fellowship here every day. Most of the snow clearing is done for us. We can help a little, however, if we are able and so desire.
Another thing is, it's mainly elder people that live here. I mean, it's all elders that live in the manor. We've got a few families from outside, and it's such a joy to have the little ones coming. When I hear them saying something or crying in the background, what a joy. We just enjoy them. It's a wonderful place to live. It's a nice place to retire. We feel that God has certainly brought us to this place, and it's just wonderful to be here and be able to be amongst all the believers.
Thank you, John and Esther, for letting us visit here today.
Thank you, John and Esther, for letting us visit here today.
Yes, thank you. Good speech.
Good speech. It has been a pleasure to have you here.
We're glad to have you.
Good speech, Esther. Good speech, John.
Good speech, Esther. Good speech, John.
My name is Joyce Martin, and I moved to the Brainerd Manor in 2010. And I feel we elders here at the Brainerd Manor are really very fortunate and blessed to have a place like this to live. It's really one of a kind and very convenient. We have opportunity for fellowship, song services, and listening to devotions together. We also have long hallways and space to walk so we can keep moving, which is very necessary for all of us. In summer, we can also enjoy walks outdoors.
My name is Hannah Kiernan, and I enjoy living at the Brainerd Manor for many reasons. I feel blessed that I was able to move into my apartment when I sold the family home. God was taking care of me. I enjoy the fellowship that we have daily and the evening visits, devotions, singing, birthday parties, etc. We walk down the hall to reach the sanctuary for church services, which makes it very easy. And it's a pleasure to have guests attend. We seem to take care of each other. We seem to be one big family, enjoying and helping each other with God's blessings.
My name is Lyndon. There are 7 students in our Sunday school. We have 2 teachers that are elders. My favorite part about Sunday school is my teacher, Isla. I also like to read the Bible stories.
My name is Laviana, and I like coloring pictures from the Bible in Sunday school.